In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. It's the last Sunday of the season of Epiphany. It's the last Sunday before the season of Lent, the 40 days, not including Sundays, leading up to Holy Week and Easter. Today we say farewell to Alleluias during Lent as Jesus is heading to the cross. Lent is a somber season on the road to the cross. It's a time to reflect on Jesus' suffering and death and how he did it because of your sin and because of his love for you. Lent is not an easy season. It is a hard thing to ponder the cross. The cross is a horrid instrument of execution that we would rather not have to consider in its full awfulness. The words, "Jesus died for me on the cross," just roll off your tongue, but it is profound. Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, suffered and died on the cross for me, a poor, miserable sinner. Jesus died for me on the horrifying cross. Jesus tells his disciples about his looming death and resurrection just before taking Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. The disciples reject this message. The disciples do not want a suffering, dying Jesus. They want a glorious, powerful Jesus who does miracles. Peter, the disciple who is never at a loss for words, even reprimands Jesus. Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." Peter thinks he knows what's what, and this rough, tough fisherman is not going to let anyone hurt Jesus. But Peter does not know what's what, and Jesus rebukes Peter. "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me. For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." 6 days later, in order to strengthen the disciples in knowing Jesus' true identity, Jesus takes Peter, along with James and John, up on a mountain. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. This is an incredible scene. Jesus is confirming to Peter, James, and John that he indeed is God in flesh. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior of the world. Jesus is shining like the sun and talking to Moses and Elijah. And in the midst of all this, Peter feels the need to interrupt. Peter thinks he has something to add. Peter again thinks he knows what's what. He thinks Jesus is an equal to Moses and Elijah. He thinks Jesus is the new Moses, the new Elijah. And Peter offers to build tents for each of them. Peter thinks he knows what's what, but he doesn't. Peter's still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The disciples are terrified at this voice from heaven, and they fall on their faces trying to hide from the overwhelming glory of God. Now they have figured it out. They have seen Jesus' majesty. They have seen Jesus' honor and glory from God the Father. They have heard God the Father's voice. They are overcome by all of this and they lay face down on the ground, afraid to look. Jesus walks over to the three men and he touches them and says, "Rise and have no fear." They look up and it's only Jesus there. Everything's back to normal. Everything's back to normal except they have seen Jesus' glory. They have heard the voice of God. In all the horror to come, they have this memory to help sustain them. Everything's back to normal. But they know Jesus is God in flesh. Even as Jesus is arrested and beaten, he is God in flesh. Even as Jesus is crowned with thorns, he is God in flesh. Even as Jesus is flogged, he is God in flesh. Even as Jesus is stripped and nailed to the cross, he is God in flesh. The cross shows Jesus' glory. Jesus shows his true identity on the Mount of Transfiguration, shining like the sun, and he shows his true identity by being nailed to a cross as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. Contrast the awesome, bright scene from the Mount of Transfiguration with the gloomy darkness and awfulness of the scene at Mount Calvary. The glory of God is revealed on the first mountain, and the glory of God is revealed on the second mountain. For that's where Jesus accomplishes what he came to do. Now, we are a lot like the disciples. We want to reject Jesus' glory on the second mountain. We want Jesus' glory to be shown in our lives by having everything going great. We want Jesus' glory shown by us being healthy, wealthy, and wise. We want a religious experience to which we can appeal as a proof of God's existence and his glory. We want Mount of Transfiguration glory and not Mount Calvary glory. But very often we get Mount Calvary glory. We bear crosses of pain and suffering and trouble. We experience the evil in the world and the evil in ourselves. We endure injury, illness, disability, and death. And God's glory is with you there in the pain and suffering. Jesus enters fully into the ugliness of sin and evil and hardship, and he's there with you. Jesus has a moment of shining like the sun, but the rest of the time on earth, he looks like a normal person. The glory of God is hidden in human flesh. God's glory is still present with us in hidden ways. Baptism is done with just plain water from the tap, but it is not just plain water. It is water included in God's command and combined with God's word. God's glory is hidden in simple words on a page and words spoken into the ear, but these words work faith and the forgiveness of sins. God's glory is hidden in wafers of bread and sips of wine, which are in a mysterious way the very body and blood of Christ. Jesus' glory is so often a hidden glory. You have Jesus' hidden glory in you. God's glory hidden in human flesh. You have been born again by water and the Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are by nature sinful and unclean, and yet through baptism, through the word, through the body and blood of Jesus, you have been made righteous, innocent, and blessed. You are a holy child of God. That is Jesus' hidden glory. Jesus' glory hidden in your human flesh. Jesus' glory will not be hidden forever. Today we celebrate that glimpse at Jesus' full glory shared with us by the eyewitnesses, Peter, James, and John. This is the full glory of Jesus that we look forward to having on the last day as the light of the city of God. In the heavenly city of New Jerusalem, Jesus' glory will be the light. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Today we celebrate Jesus' visible glory at the Transfiguration. Every day you live with Jesus' glory hidden in you as you live out life as salt and light in the world. Amen. May the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen.